Entrepreneurship Monday on the Drive Time Experience.
Yes, it is 22 minutes after 4. Now, Lebogang Letswalo is a director of SyncPoint, an organization focusing on sustainable supply chain consulting and advisory solutions. Her extensive range of experience varies within the different sectors of the business, where she held different portfolios within the energy, chemicals, and mining industries. Lebogang was also cited as one of the top 10 most inspiring women within state-owned entities. And I have the pleasure to welcome you for the first time to Radio 2000. You tell me first time in studio on Radio Lebogang. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ernest.
Good to have you here. So what's your career background up until the point at which you felt you had to go it alone and start your own?
Well, I started logistics around 2008. Mm-hmm. And my level of exposure has been the supply chain environment. Mm-hmm. So I was very fortunate that I've gone through various industries, blue chip companies, holding various roles around that, around procurement, in the logistics sector as well. So it's been a very exciting ride. Being in the corporates, it's been very exciting, really mm-hmm. looking at the entire supply chain, looking at what's happening in the procurement sector, looking at what's happening in the warehouse distribution and the transportation sector.
Mm-hmm. So it was like a natural progression that you have this vast experience within the supply chain space that you go it alone.
Exactly. I mean, I started working when I was doing my third year, funny enough, in the procurement sector. Mm. So you can just imagine the 18 years of experience has been very abundant and very fruitful in my growth and understanding the entire value chain. Mm. Because supply chain is big. People don't necessarily understand what's happening there. They think that supply chain is just only procurement. Mm. But there's various value chains that are built up within that environment, from being in procurement and being in the distribution perspective, and really look at the value add in terms of organizations, from spending money and really having the strategic impact on the competitiveness of the country. So it's just as big as that I was able to go through the entire supply chain to be able to gain that exposure that I have currently.
Mm. So let's go back, also tied in with what one has to study, I suppose, because that's what Entrepreneurship Monday is about, to inspire those budding entrepreneurs out there who are listening to us. What does one have to study to get involved in supply chain management?
Well, like I said, a supply chain has got various value chains within it. Mm-hmm. So, when I started, I did purchasing management. And, by the time I completed my diploma, it was no longer purchasing management, it was logistics management. Mm-hmm. So, and you can see how the industry has really changed and how, the career progression and understanding what supply chain really is. So you could look at logistics. Logistics is more transportation, it's more warehousing. Or you can focus on the marine sector, do marine law as well. You can be an industrial engineer and end up within the supply chain environment. At the same time, you could be doing some, legal career. And within that legal career, it allows you to be able to be in the contract management perspective. Mm-hmm. So in totality, summing that up, you can look at logistics, you can do a supply chain management degree, you can do a marine degree, you can do industrial engineering degree as well. Mm-hmm. So all of that can land you onto one area. It could be procurement, it could be supply, it could be logistics, it could be just warehousing, it could be planning as well.
So as a director of SyncPoint, you focus on tying all of these areas together as a director.
Exactly. From the SyncPoint perspective, my value offering is really around integrated supply chain advisory solutions. Mm-hmm. And I'm tying all of that because, I don't want any segmented approach in terms of offering advisory solutions to the industry. Mm-hmm. So the idea is really saying that from procurement until to the end, which is logistics, offering some advisory solutions and also the coaching to be able to do that. So it's an integrated, sustainable solutions that we are offering from the SyncPoint perspective.
Mm. So how do industries then benefit from the kind of work that you do?
Well, two ways to it. From the SyncPoint, I'm a coach in the industry.
Yeah.
And as a coach, this is a love of my life, that I love sharing my insights and I love sharing my experiences in the industry, thereby creating some capacity, for the industry. I'm ensuring that from my SyncPoint advisory solutions, I help organizations optimize mm-hmm. their supply chain, optimizing in terms of the people, optimizing in terms of the processes, and optimizing in terms of the systems. And why am I doing that? Because there is no organization machines, by the way, that can operate with our supply chains. We're spending money, number one. Mm-hmm. We're ensuring that we become competitive as an industry, as a country, and it can only happen through supply chain.
Yep.
So my suite of services really cater for that. The other part of the services that I'm offering is enterprise and supply development programs, where I assist organizations in creating those strategies that help them to be able to transform, help them to be able to understand the ecosystems of entrepreneurs. Unfortunately, Ernest, what I'm seeing in the industry, and one of the reasons which really drives me to focus on enterprise and supply development is because we've created so many incubation hubs in the industry.
Hmm.
Everyone can do enterprise and supply development programs. But unfortunately, the one thing that we are not teaching entrepreneurs is really the technical skills and the ecosystem for them to be sustainable. It's very unfortunate.
Hmm.
So my approach to enterprise and supply development programs, number one, is really teaching the entrepreneurs how to understand the supply chain world. So if I'm a buyer, as an entrepreneur, I should be able to understand what corporate really requires in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to operate within the mining sector, I'm helping entrepreneurs to understand the ecosystem, the mining environment as well.
Yep. No, it's quite clear. So you're also the founder of African Women in Supply Chain. Is this in an effort to spark an interest in this sector for African women?
Firstly, let me just explain where the why African women in supply chain. African really states Africa as a whole. And then because it's African women, it's an organization that was formed by women in the industry to really bolster the supply chain skills and really build the capacity in the supply chain sector through functional mentorship and coaching. And the reason that we are doing that, we are addressing the technical skills as well as capacity issues that we are facing as the country.
Mm-hmm.
And for an example, when you're talking about corruption comes from procurement in most instances.
Mm.
When you talk about all the negative audits that are coming from the public sector, the one thing that always comes up is skills. So African Women in Supply Chain Association really focuses on really building those skills and capacities to ensure that we become competitive. Number two, to ensure that there's a pipeline of skills and really addressing various aspects of the industry.
Mm. So early on, we were talking about new research pointing out, in fact, revealing that more than 50% of South African women perceive entrepreneurship as a risky venture or risky business and would rather take up corporate jobs because they are seen as safer options. Now, you are doing this, as you rightfully responded, to drive interest or spark interest in the sector for African women. Would you agree with that research?
I do not agree. Well, that's my personal. Probably I love taking risks.
Yeah.
But I believe that, and I always told a lot of people that I coach, that I think a salary gives us too much of a comfort zone and you forget about your dreams. So the one thing that I believe is that you need to be able to be bold enough to go out there if you have the experience and you have the courage to make it out there. I think one of the reasons probably most women want to stick to corporate, it may be that the comfort of getting the salary and, not having the support system. I mean, from myself, I boldly took that step after 8 years of my contribution to the industry and said that I would do it and I'm going to be a change catalyst, a catalyst in the industry to ensure that I teach, I embed my skills, I share what I've learned in the industry to ensure that there is a next level that will be a vice president of supply chain in the future through my contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So making it easy for that person to be sustainable in the industry.
Well, let's just say the research or the research company which surveyed over 600 women were left with speaking to you. That's why they came up with that inconclusive, you say, research. But thank you so much for dropping by, Lebogang. Just a brief word of inspiration to other people listening in right now. What would that be?
Well, what I can say to people is that I think all of us have got a path to follow. Entrepreneurship is encouraged in the industry. And I always have to remind people that in terms of success in industry, not everyone can be an entrepreneur. We, other people have to be workers in the industry. So if you believe that you're an entrepreneur, make sure that you get a coach, make sure that you've got a mentor, ensure that you develop your skills to be sustainable and competitive out there.
All right, fantastic. Positive note to leave it on. Lebogang Letswalo, thank you so much for dropping by. All the best.
Thank you, Ali.
All righty, that's Lebogang Letswalo, a director of SigPoint and the founder of African Women in Supply Chain.